The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news.
And what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Far left Twitter has so much control over our large corporations that they are using that to influence policy.
If the left is after you, the minute you buckle, you're just painting a bullseye on your back. If you just stand your ground, yeah, they'll complain for a couple days. Then they'll move on to the next outrage. And so I think some of these corporate CEOs, they need to grow some backbone.
Sitting in for Mike Gallagher today from the Relief Factor. Studios. Here's Sam Malone.
Yes! How are you? Thank you for the hospitality. Filling in for Mike today. And look, I'm going to look into the camera. I'm going to wave to everybody in back in Philly, my home city. What's up? Okay. There we go. Yes, I get to do morning radio in Houston and on AM 1070 The Answer, which is a Salem radio station. And I get to fill in for Mike. I feel bad that he's like, you know, out of commission. He had his surgical procedure on Friday. He'll be back any day now. But thanks for the opportunity. Mikey, we're rooting for you. I gave him the nickname Call Sign Trooper because he was doing his show horizontally on Thursday. The poor guy was in such agony, right? That sitting was very uncomfortable, something we all take for granted. You plop your tuchus down in the chair and do the show. He was in such discomfort that he did the show horizontally from his bed. So he had his procedure Friday. And he should be back ASAP. In the meantime, I love holding down the fort. Thank you. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-MIKE. You can watch the video stream from our team here in Houston at MikeOnline.com. I'm the dork with the 80s-looking mustache, and today I'm wearing the green golf shirt because the weather's been beautiful. Texas is open for business. They lifted that mask mandate about almost 2 months ago. And the cities, the restaurants, I mean, are jamming. I got a chance to host a big fundraiser on Friday night. About 350, 400 people getting together to help out a children's charity that helps out severely handicapped kids. And they raised all this money for wheelchairs and vehicles that have lifts. And it was, I posted some pictures up on social media. And for people around the country who live in extremist alt-left blue states where you're not allowed, they looked in awe. Like looking at a rare diamond, like, you have people, and they're sitting next to each other, and they're out without masks, and the men are in tuxedos, and the women were dressed up, and look, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Because supposedly the vaccine is going to clear that up unless Fauci changes the rules again and tells you to wear 14 masks or something like that. Texas is back open. The restaurants are hopping. I had an opportunity to have a date with my beautiful bride, my wife, call sign Princess. And we've been dating and going out, and, you know, I mean, the restaurants were shut down for about 5 weeks at the beginning of the COVID thing. And then after that, they opened back up mid-May-ish, and we've been going out. And that's all there is to it. Businesses are open. I feel so bad as a business owner for those where they've limited, like, the restaurants. Gosh forbid you own a restaurant run by an extremist alt-left, you know, Democrat governor. Our prayers go out to you. Then you have what Fox News is calling Nation Holds Its Breath, closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial. National Guard on alert after drive-by shooting, and that's in Minnesota. I feel bad for all the businesses or restaurants that were shut down by Democrats. Well, we got to shut it down, complete and utter control, while the governor of California ate at some that beautiful restaurant that Newsom went to, French Laundry. Drinking my coffee. We went online. That was like $800 a plate. And while he was shutting down businesses and stuff, he was dining high on the hog. So I feel bad if you're not in Texas that, A, you were hurt by extremist radical governor shutting y'all down. And two, the threat of rioting, looting, burning, destruction by those from the left who encourage this, who look forward to it. We're talking about Maxine Waters, congressman from California, who's on mic pretty much inciting violence out there. Need to get more confrontational. Really? So, like, burning cars, looting the Walmart or whatever. It was the Foot Locker, too, in Minnesota out there. It was a phone store. How do you get more confrontational if you've already looted? And the thing about these alt-left extremists who turn their back on the Lord, turn their back on Israel, turn their back on energy independence, American exceptionalism, strength, success, is they don't own really anything. So they got no skin in the game. So when the extremists of the alt-left, the Democratic Party, go, well, we need to get more confrontational. I'm sorry, what? Well, why don't we start at your store? Oh, you don't own anything, extremist, alt-left, liberal kook. You don't have stores? You don't have business? No, restaurant? No, you don't own anything. You live on the government teat, as Joe Biden has for, what, 40-something years, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of these clowns. So imagine you're a store owner, and you're already victimized by the COVID and shut down, unless you raised heck. Boy, there was a lot of lawsuits here against the governor to reopen. It wasn't like the governor himself said, hey, I got an idea, let's reopen. He got hammered from lawsuits to reopen stores, churches, things like that. But now the threat of looting and rioting by left-wing terrorists with the total pat on the back, thumbs up, hoorah, and high five from the Democratic Party. Oh, no. You know what else you got going on that the Democrats completely endorse? An invasion on the southern border. Democrats don't seem to have any problem, not only with the invasion of criminal immigrants. They have no problem with human sex trafficking. They got no problem with fentanyl coming over from communist China to poison and kill. Why? Because some of y'all didn't vote for President Trump, the real great President Trump, because he tweeted, he was mean. He get on Twitter and he called Rosie O'Donnell fat. And I can't. What? And some of y'all weak little liberals couldn't vote for Trump because, I mean, yeah, he name-called on social media. He said, this guy's a loser or that lady's fat. Congratulations. Look what you voted for. All summer long, the Democrats were ordered not to make a peep about the lootings, the burnings, the summer of terror. Not a stitch. Not a single Democrat stood up and said, all right, this is crazy. We can't do this. Do you remember when the filthiest, the most disgusting people tried to storm the White House? It was May 31st. The networks really are not allowed to ever show you that video or come up again. Thousands tried to storm the White House at night, May 31, June 1. They burnt the church across from the White House, St. John's, I believe, and did like a weird devil drug dance, like with their hands in the air. Did Democrats ever come out and condemn that? You know, over 60 officers of our United States Secret Service were injured that night as the filthiest and the scuzziest tried to storm the White House, and they attacked these agents, and the agents used incredible restraint. We have the video. We saved it. Networks aren't allowed to show you that. Truly the darkest day of American human history, as thousands not only burn a church and dance, go to storm a White House. And the people who embrace this are in power. Actually, the people controlling the guy who embraces this are in power. Because you wouldn't vote. Oh, Trump was mean. Yeah, right. Trump took on the darkest forces ever. It was successful. How many leaks were there per day of the Trump White House? How many leaks have there been under the people who control Joe Biden? None. They won't allow it. Ich verboten sprechen Sie Deutsch. Not allowed. And I didn't remember, Trump was, Well, look what you got now. Looting is good. Vandalism and burning and cop killing and trying to storm the White House and an invasion on the southern border? Because Trump, he was mean. Well, now we have to sit here and fight and take it back. And we're up for the job. I'm Sam Malone filling in on the Mike Gallagher Show. 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-MIKE. Mike Gallagher Show is on the air.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher's Heroes.org. Going out on the town.
doing anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. Trying to forget you is just a waste of time. Baby, come back.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
Sam Malone filling in for Mike today.
Get ready. My next guest is a flamethrower in high heels. Love it when Brigitte Gabriel stands by. She is a founder of Act for America, actforamerica.org. Their goal is just to educate, train, mobilize citizens to make sure that we're safe. And I'll tell you something, it's a mess out there. Brigitte Gabriel, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Thank you, Sam. I'm delighted to be with you on the Mike Gallagher Show. What a beautiful surprise.
I love it. Now, it's Brigitte, when she calls us on our Houston show, she's one of our multilingual guests. So, obviously, I got to start out by going, bonjour, comment allez-vous? Oh, did we lose her? Brigitte? Brigitte, are you there? Oh, we lost her. All right, well, hang on. Wait. We're going to go out and reach and get her back on. And when I say she's one of our multilingual guests, it's because I'm just just a knucklehead from Philly, and it gives me the opportunity to try desperately to speak different languages. Not successfully, but I do it. Brigitte's goal and group over there at Act for America, like I said, is to make sure that we are educated in terms of safety from enemies, you know, beyond our great country. And there's no shortage of them. The invasion right now of our southern border has allowed the cartels to make buku bucks to bring in the worst of the worst. And down here, they're called OTMs. That means other than Mexicans, people breaking in. That's the actual federal lingo on that, OTMs. And they're finding people coming in from real garden spots of terrorism. Iran, Iraq, Yemen. They nabbed, it was 11 Iraqis breaking in on the southern border. This was about 2 months ago, and the stations went, it's one of those stories where they're not allowed to report it. They can't get the green light to go ahead. But why would you be breaking in on the southern border if you came from Iraq? Like, why wouldn't you come in the front door? Oh, you couldn't. You're not allowed. That's why. And these Yemenis who were nabbed, who breaking in, why were they coming in? Let me get back to Brigitte Gabriel. Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Oh, merci bien, mon chéri, et toi?
I missed you there. I went to you with all my different languages, and we lost you. Talk about real quick the crisis.
I'm answering you back in French. Nobody's talking back to me. I thought, okay, they cut us off.
And I was going to go, Brigitte, I was going to say, ma shlomech. Boker Tov, I was going to say Privyet. In Arabic.
We can run to all our languages.
Yes, I love it. I love it. We've got a problem. Your group, actforamerica.org, your mission is to educate us. We've got some bad people breaking in on the invasion to our southern border. Talk about that real quickly, Brigitte.
Look, we're having a major problem on our southern border, not only because of the economical stress that it's causing to the country, but look at the terrorists that are coming into the country.
Right.
Those we are catching, and those we don't even know who is coming in that we are not catching yet. We know that our enemies are working together, knowing that there's no leadership in the United States right now. The Iranians have a command center in the tri-state where they train Hezbollah members. Hezbollah is working with the drug cartels in smuggling terrorists into the United States. They're teaching the cartels how to build tunnels to smuggle their drugs from Mexico into America. And at the same time, they can smuggle their terrorists into America. So the word is out. If you want to come to the United States, all you have to do is come to Mexico. And from Mexico, you can pay a few bucks and you can waltz your way into America.
Real quick, Brigitte Gabriel, I got one more question. We got to run Act for America. The two Yemenis who were busted on the terrorist list, they were captured. Department of Homeland Security then kind of scrubbed the story away. How would they think we would know? We already have the story, Brigitte.
Well, they're scrubbing the story because they do not want the American public to know or even discuss it. Look, the media, even the government, the deep state right now is running the country. So they are,
right.
They all have the same talking points. They all need to coordinate together or are coordinating together. They want to keep the American public blind. This is why they're not covering the kids in cages. At the border. I mean, thank God for Project Veritas and the people who are blowing up the whistle about what's happening at the border. But they're covering it for a reason because they want to distract about what's happening at the border. And look, since the riots started this weekend and the whole race issues, you're not hearing much about the border because they want to distract the nation and divide.
Borden's off the it's off the page. Brigitte Gabriel, au revoir. Leif Harot. Sorry, we had a short segment, folks. Go to actforamerica.org. Have a blessed day. Thanks for being a friend of our show.
Brigitte Gabriel.
Bye-bye. Visiting on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Gallagher.
You've known now for a long time that the big box stores and the left universe is going after Mike Lindell and MyPillow. But you know what? There's an army of people who support companies like MyPillow. You like American-made products. You like a warrior, a fighter, a guy who loves his country like Mike Lindell, and you refuse to let them be canceled. That's why they are having a record amount of online sales, and I'm grateful for that. And I know that Team Gallagher is playing a part in that whole process. I want you to support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. The My Slippers are absolutely the most incredible slippers I've ever worn in my 61 years on this planet. The slippers are made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel. You put them on your feet and you'll see what I mean. You can wear them indoors, outdoors. They have two styles, moccasin or slip-on, for men, for women, and best part of all, when you enter the promo code MikeG when ordering the My Slippers, you're going to get 40% off. 40% off. Yep, MyPillow now has slippers. MyPillow also, of course, has the MyPillow, the pillow that never goes flat, that stays cool all through the night, the pillow you can throw in the washer and dryer as often as you want, and it'll still retain its shape and its form. Gives your neck a little hug. How about the Giza Dream Sheets, made from the best cotton on earth, the softest, most comfortable, durable sheets, in a variety of colors. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code MikeG. Look, there's a lot of products at MyPillow you're going to want to check out. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the little square that has the picture of Mike Gallagher and Mike Lindell. When you click on that square, go to town. With anything you order, make sure you enter the promo code MikeG so you can get the best discount imaginable, including the My Slippers, 40% off. The slippers that Mike took over 2 years to develop, and it has paid off. I love my slippers. You will too. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
We are big Mike Lindell fans here in Houston. I'm Sam Malone. And one of our listeners called the 800 number and literally said, just give me one of everything. And the woman who was on the other end of the phone at MyPillow was like, what? He says, how many products you got? What do you got? And she's the one who's going through the product. And he literally said, give me one of everything. Gave him the credit card. Dropped about $1,700 to help out Mike and MyPillow and all the amazing people there. And nothing but blessings from Mike as he gets ready to unveil a social media platform. Get that rolling. So go for it. Go for it. Sam Malone in Houston filling in for my good friend Mike Gallagher on the Mike Gallagher Show, 1-800-655-MIKE. I want to bring up one of our good friends, Dan Gaynor, from our Houston show here. Dan's with newsbusters.org, part of the Brent Bozell posse in the nation's capital metropolitan area. Dan, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, but I will tell you, I've seen one of the most bizarre examples of media harassment I think I've seen ever. The Guardian, the British newspaper, got hold of some hacked material about who had contributed to fund Kyle Rittenhouse, his defense. So they got upset. Oh, some of the people who did that work, you know, police people and stuff. And one of the people they mentioned is some ordinary paramedic out in Utah who gave all of $10. So then the local news station out in Utah, ABC4, one of their reporters, Jason Gwynn, goes out and actually shows up at this guy's door to write about this and starts tweeting about this, doing a story on the fact that you gave $10 to Kyle Rittenhouse, which, by the way, makes me want to give $10 to Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
Like,
put me, yeah,
oh, by the
put
way,
me
write about me.
So, so they really outed this poor guy for just, you know, standing up. This is the fellow who fired off his rifle during rioting and looting and stuff like that. And this is, you know what, Dan Gaynor from Newsbusters, part of the Brent Bozell posse, is another example why Americans have taken their finger and clicked off the struggling local news. It's painful going to some guy's house because he did that. Yet not getting in the face of Congressman from California, Maxine Waters, and her comments that would easily be appeared to incite looting, violence, murder, and mayhem, and how they're ordered or threatened to not cover the Maxine Waters story, but go to some guy's house in wherever in Utah, Dan Gaynor.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the world I grew up in, the left has been prominently funding the defense of people like Mumia Abu-Jamal, who is a convicted
cop killer.
And I originally think got the death penalty, but they lowered that, but still a convicted cop killer. So you can support that. But if you give $10 to a guy who all of the video evidence, it doesn't mean he's going to win in court, but all the video evidence certainly indicates, you know, he's being attacked and defending himself. I mean, you know, based on that alone, you know, you're going to have a hard time. Now, obviously, there's other stuff involved, but you know, to just say that this guy doesn't deserve a right to have a defense and a fair trial? I mean, we've come a long way now in America when, you know, you deciding you want to fund somebody getting a fair trial, not getting found innocent, not getting found guilty, just fair trial. Oh, well, you're not entitled to that anymore.
Exactly, Dan Gaynor, Newsbusters, and you mentioned that Mumia Abdul-Jabbar incident, that's from Philly. That's where I lived. A police officer, Daniel Faulkner, was gunned down while he was on the ground. And Hollywood put their arms around this guy, Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. Jamal, I was like, oh. And they didn't embrace the murdered cop's family, Dan Gaynor. That's how they got to be called the godless alt left, embracing the shooter and not the victim.
It's so bad. Some journalist from MSNBC, I can't remember if it was Willie Geist or somebody from MSNBC not too long ago, was posting about it and had actually worked on a book, I think, with Daniel Faulkner's widow, and was really critical of the left on this. And I was like, wait, what am I seeing here? But it was because the reporting is just so bad in these national news, you know, feeding frenzy stories where it's always you got to take the sympathy of the killer or whatever. Like, no, I don't. I actually don't. I'm on the side of the police officer and his family, the police officer who was taken from his family. And you know, I just get tired of this touchy-feely leftist garbage you get in not just national news, but now even in local news. So if, you know, if you get ABC, you know, 4 out in Utah, you know, you should give them a piece of your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dan Gaynor, newsbusters.org, part of the Brent Bozell posse. And yet, if it was Congressman Kevin McCarthy, minority leader in Washington, D.C., who told conservatives, God-loving Americans, to get ready, you know, we need to get more confrontational with police and loot and things like that, my gosh, they'd run them out of town.
Well,
and
I mean,
the marching orders aren't.
Can you just picture for a second what happened with CNN the other day? CNN goes and covers, you know, one of the protests slash riots. One of their guys gets hit in the head with a bottle of water, which that's a pretty standard Antifa rioter tactic where kids will often be frozen. But anyway, gets hit in the head, knocked to the ground. They get chased out and run out of there. Another guy gets hit with a bottle of water. They get run out of the area. CNN takes 3 days to cover that they were, you know, chased out by rioters, and then tries to rationalize it. Like, oh, I understand their anger. Now flip it around for a second and imagine that those people who had mistreated CNN's team had instead been, oh, Trump supporters. We'd see it, they'd be running it like every 5 minutes on cycle on CNN, like, oh my God, you're these right-wing nutsos, you know, you gotta, you know.
Insurrection! So insurrection! Dan Gaynor with us, newsbusters.org. Yes, yeah, CNN. Well, see it, look. CNN has this massive ratings crash. If their ratings were a summer outdoor toy, it would be a lawn dart. It has absolutely crashed. They've got the scandal of that guy with the last name Chester on tape talking about the making up the news. It's propaganda. The dude's... And they got Brian Stetzler, whatever his name is, in his underpants, posting a picture as a cry for help. By the way, did CNN fire the guy named Chester who gave up all that info and intel to Project Veritas? Is he still working there?
Not that I know of, one way or the other. I haven't seen it reported. And, of course, as a result of that embarrassing CNN, what happened with James O'Keefe is he got banned from Twitter. Because, you know, he violated one of the standard commandments. Thou shalt not make the lefty media whack jobs look bad.
There was also another ban on Twitter. It was Twitter. The Black Lives Matter lady who just went on a home shopping spree and spent millions and millions
yeah,
and millions.
Literally a home shopping spree. Yes, exactly.
Well, a home shopping spree. And that story was also banned from Twitter, which makes no sense.
Actually,
because
Facebook went after that more. Facebook shut it down and said, oh, that's, you know, it claimed it was doxing. And even, I mean, you know you've gone too far. And in fact, I sent this note to some Facebook people. And I said, you know you've gone too far when even the New York Times calls out your rationale for banning something as wrong. Because it could be easily applied to tons of journalism stories.
Absolutely.
But
Dan Gaynor with Newsbusters.
They only apply it to stuff that they don't like.
But, okay, once again, it's a counter-intel move that works against them. It only fires up God-fearing, God-loving Americans who embrace our Judeo-Christian fabric, love this nation, take care of the children they bring in, pay the student debt that they've incurred. All it's doing is pushing the pendulum so hard it's going to go flying off to the far right, Dan Gaynor.
Yeah, they censorship.
Because of this, Mike Lindell's got a platform. Our great real president, Donald Trump, will be releasing a platform soon. They've created this and have enabled the pendulum to swing hard right.
Yeah, the censorship, I mean, you know, when you have a dictatorship, which we do not have, like in Castro's Cuba, censorship can work for a lot longer. But in a mostly free country, which we still are mostly free, the left has not been able to take that away from us, the media not able to take that away from us, and, you know, it's harder to keep stuff silent. So you end up with what's known as the Streisand effect. The more you try to censor something, the more it gets out there and everybody makes fun of you.
Yeah, by censoring it, more people learn about the Black Lives Matter lady on the home shopping spree spending millions and millions and millions. And these other stories. Our good friend Dan Gaynor, go to newsbusters.org, newsbusters.org. Whether it's the CNN story, the scandals and everything else, it's all up there. Our good friend Dan Gaynor is part of that team.
Tell Brent Bozell I send my regards. Good team you got there.
I will do that.
And Dan Ganer, thanks for coming on the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm Sam Malone filling in today. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-MIKE, the boss. We'll be back very soon. I'm just here to kind of just, you know, keep the equipment warm. Back in a second, the Mike Gallagher Show.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org. Looking out my back door. Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show brought to you in part by Job Creators Network. It's been a tough year for America. Lockdown, school closings, tragic loss of life. Especially hard, the 30 million American small business owners and the 60 million people they employ. And while many big businesses have prospered, small business owners have struggled. A whole bunch of them didn't make it. As the COVID fog clears, small businesses face new burdens being created by their own government. None worse than the tax increases proposed in D.C., a whopping 33% increase on already struggling small businesses. There's also calls to increase the minimum wage, radically change labor laws to favor union bosses, and increase regs. Even worse, D.C. politicians are pushing these bad policies at the same time they're claiming to want to help small businesses. Well, one group working hard to fight this war against small businesses. To be the voice of small businesses, they need your help. That's why I urge anyone listening to our show to become a member of the Job Creators Network. If you want a small business, work for one, or support small businesses, do your part. Join the growing army of small business advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. Learn more. That's joinjcn.com now. I'm Sam Malone filling in on the Mike Gallagher Show. All right, let me get to your calls. Let's get to Mike in Anderson, South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, buddy? Good job. Thanks, Mike. Can't hear anything you're saying. Jump to Sonny in beautiful Florida. Sonny, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hi. I just got to say, Maxine Waters is really, really overstepped her flannel mouth line this time. She's on federal government payroll, crossing state lines to go to a state to incite riots,
yep,
and encourage looting, et cetera, et cetera. This is
saying we have to get more confrontational. She says she's looking for a guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial. We need to get more confrontational. People need to take it to the streets.
Yeah, she belongs behind bars in a federal pen. I'm sorry.
Isn't it amazing how the criminal media has all turned a blind eye to that story and not gotten her face about it? Isn't it amazing how the Dems who sold their soul, who are for killing the unborn and their hatred of Israel, and they don't like energy independence and stuff, want us to be dependent on China, have all gone
Democrats silent?
Not
there
a single...
are no more Democrats. What we have now are Demorats, because a true Democrat used to be for the American people, used to be for unions, used to be for standard living wage, etc. Now the only thing they're for is anarchy, rioting, looting, and destruction of our country. Thank you.
No, thank you, Sonny, in Florida. And imagine, like, so I grew up in a Democrat family. My dad was a proud member of the Teamsters Union. My mom, a union president, I know, led her union through a strike. And back in that time, the 60s and 70s, these were hardworking men and women of the Democrat Party. The bloodbath that they're calling for in 2022, and there won't be a Democrat elected after this, the Democrats have said to the union folks and the hardworking real Americans, yeah, we don't care about you. Look at the open border. Look at that. Yeah, look at this invasion along the border. We got 2 million future Democrats. We don't need you anymore. So what do you think is going to happen in November of 2022? You think any Democrats would get reelected or elected in a legal process? No, this is why H.R. 1 was just a racket to remove, you know, transparency and honesty in elections by removing photo ID
to say who you are. Illegals will be allowed to vote on the day of the election, as long as, quote, they're in a process of amnesty. All of that, and how Democrats across America, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Wisconsin, will be like, we're out of here. We're done. We're with the Republicans. Be praying for our country. Stay strong. Be great parents, great role models, and great friends. I'm Sam Malone. Thank you for the honor of filling in today on the Mike Gallagher Show. See you. I'm Sam Malone. In honor, thank you so much for allowing me to fill in today on the Mike Gallagher Show. See you.